sidewalks in specific areas of the city with very specific. We're talking along Main Street, along 200 East, 2200 North, down on the city center. Those type of things can't be used for those types of developments. Impact fees cannot be related to that unless it's a trail and it's on a designated road. That's an impact designated road. But grants is where we have to look for those items. Keep in mind, we were 200,000 short of balancing with the general fund, and that's where sidewalk funds would come from. We would have to look into grants, like TAP grants and other things that we're working on with UDOT.
And aren't we working on getting this amount of money set aside too for trails? There's so many cities in Utah that there's money set aside for trails, so.
I'm not aware of that, but there are competitive grants that we have applied for. So we received one for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and the second RAPS grant for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. So those two we have received grants for.
I think I found my pocket looking at grants, so that's, I think I found some else than that by you and then.
They can be related to the TAP grant or UORG grant. They're two different grants that we're looking into. But yes, absolutely vital. Some of those sidewalks and some of those trails. It's easier to get a trail than a sidewalk. There aren't really any grants though for sidewalks unless you're close to a school.
Okay. I'm gonna get us back onto the RDA discussion. No, you're good. I'm trying to be sensitive to our time. So any other questions about either the 2024 or the 2025 RDA budget?
Sorry, I do have one quick question on RDA. If we end the fiscal year with a positive balance on the RDA funds, does that get invested? It just rolls over? Does it?
Can't be used for anything else, so it just stays with the RDA.
Does it at least, in the meantime, get invested so that we're
in that
public fund that we talked about?
Not in that pool, it has to stay separate. So just within its own fund.
Okay.
Great question.
No,
it's
okay. So I will open it up to the public hearing to receive input on the 2024 vision and the proposed 2025 RDA budget. Same rules apply as previous. Go ahead.
You'll be sorry I came tonight.
No, we're happy to hear.
My wife walks 4 to 5 miles every day on North Logan Street, and it scares me to death that she can't walk on a sidewalk on 16th East. It's ridiculous. You put a walking trail down 3100 North for four blocks, because why? There's big houses there, people have a lot of money. You're doing a bunch of money on 12th East, put a bunch of money in 12th East on doing that one, but you can't put sidewalks on 16th East. It's ridiculous. People are going 40, 50 miles an hour on that street, and it's just plain dangerous. Alan told me a USU study said that was the second most pedestrian traveled street in the valley, which makes it probably the most dangerous because of the traffic, the speed people go. It's way under patrol by the police department, and it needs to have something happen up there. And I know the budget's tight, but if you can afford to put things on 3100 South for four blocks and they redevelop 12th East that much fewer people use, you got to put some sidewalks on 16th East. And there's a lot of places where there's just like as much as a lot, like 1900 North and 16th East, there's one house there. You just put a sidewalk through there. And I've talked to Alan about what the cost. He thinks I'm crazy, but I talked with the contractor. $12 a linear foot, Alan, is what he told me he can do it for. And that's what he's doing. That's what he's charging Carter Homes out in Hiram. It's a bargain, and I think you need to find some money, and I'll talk to each of you individually in the future and try to get some more detail. But I just appeal to you to make some allowances to put some sidewalks in. The safety of the citizens is too important not to consider that. Fred Wilkinson got hit by a car on 2100 South 2 years ago. No reason for that. Guy, he was right in the street. There was no room to walk, and the guy had the sun in his eyes, and he ran him right over. So, anyway, okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Nelson. So, I'm going to hold you in the future to the topic of the actual hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
you were
on that.
No, we're on our redevelopment agency budget. But just to speak to that a little bit, the reason that the 3100 North asphalt have an opportunity where there you're actually putting in the road, then you do have funds to put that in. And the, I share your concern about 16 Beast. I drive it every single day. And but I think where the cost comes in is in acquiring rights of way along that entire length. It doesn't. It's not just the cost of the concrete. Like it's. Alan, go ahead. I can tell what you're
waiting.
He's like
very good
advice.
So points of clarification. No, Greg's not crazy. I really like the idea of the.
I think we all do. I think we all
not
so
much.
Points of key clarification. So the 3100 North and 12 East are what are known as regionally significant roadways designated by UDOT. They are eligible for what are known as COG funds, Council of Government funds. And so those funds can be used on those roadways. They met certain criteria. We were able to apply for those funds, and we were able to use those to put in those removed paths and, in some instances, sidewalks along the sides of these roads. They are eligible for those funds. Other streets, 16 Bs, which we push for, is not eligible for those particular funds. They can be eligible for other grant funds. We are looking into that. To put in an asphalt trail makes it that much more eligible. To do a sidewalk, like I said before, there aren't a lot of grants for sidewalks. Or money, or impact fee money. And so that's where we get into a pickle. 1600 East is beyond belief a necessity for the city to look into that. It has been for 15 years. It's just difficult looking into where those are eligible, those funds. There's only four regionally significant roads in North Logan City. Just sort of
16 Beast is not one of those.
16 Beast is not, because it doesn't go north. It goes a little ways in the High Park.
Yeah.
It doesn't connect all the way south to 4th North.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that so that we stay with our agenda. We're still in public hearing on the RDA budgets, 2024 and 2025. Any other comments from the public? Seeing none, I will close that public hearing. Council discussion on that item. Two budgets. Okay, then I would entertain a motion on this.
Hold on. Okay, motion to approve the proposed revision of the fiscal year 2024 RDA budget and to approve the proposed fiscal year 2025 RDA budget.
Okay, motion by Emily.
Second.
Second by Kenny. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion is unanimous. I would entertain a motion to go back into. There's no chance. Can we go into the LVA?
No, you have to go out.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, so a motion by Buzzy to return to City Council.